With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The 57-year-old man wanted in last week's shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses is now under arrest. One of the lawmakers and her spouse were killed. The suspect, Vance Bolter, was arrested last evening.
Multiple agencies were there as FBI laid hands on it and Minnesota State Patrol put the handcuffs on.
Governor Tim Walz says Bolter was arrested in rural Sibley County at southwest of Minneapolis. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their home about 9 miles away. They are expected to recover. Iran launched a new wave of missile attacks on Israel early today, killing at least 5 people. Israel, meanwhile, claims to have achieved aerial superiority over Tehran and can fly over the Iranian capital without facing any major threats. The ongoing conflict between the two will be high on the agenda of a G7 summit in Alberta, Canada.
I think the G7 is going to be tested because there is a war between sworn enemies who see their side of the argument as existential. The question, of course, will be not can the Europeans come up with a united position to try and put some, you know, influence on the conflict. The key question will be, can the Europeans and the other leaders that are here put some pressure or encourage or shape some of the thinking in Donald Trump? He is the only person who has potential influence and leverage over the Israelis.
The BBC's James Landale says the president is now in Alberta for that summit. President Trump directing ICE to expand deportation of illegal aliens in America's largest cities, cities including the Blue Bastions of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. On Wall Street, Dow futures 178 points higher. This is SRN News. Democrats are out of step on transgenderism.
A new Gallup poll asks Americans if biological men should be allowed to play sports against women. 69% of the general population says no, as do 90% of Republicans and 72% of independents. But Democratic voters are about evenly split on the question. 41% say no to males on female sports teams. 45% say yes. Democrats are also much more likely than any other group to think people should be able to change their gender on official documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Israel fighting Muslim extremists in several places, a debate over religious exemptions for ultra-Orthodox men is reaching a fever pitch. Most Jewish men are required to serve nearly 3 years of military service, followed by years of reserve duty. But the Orthodox, who make up about 13% of Israeli society, have traditionally received exemptions if they are studying full-time in religious seminaries. SRN News. They are landmarks, centuries-old monasteries damaged by a recent series of powerful earthquakes in southeastern Europe.
It all happened in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula on June 7th, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. It's home to 20 monasteries and observes strict traditions. Keith Peters, Washington.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rain has killed 5 people in parts of West Virginia. Rescue crews searching for 3 listed as missing. Authorities are assessing damage to infrastructure. Officials say 2.5 to 4 inches of rain fell across parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within about a half hour Saturday night. More details at SRNNews.com.